carry on with the study of the scriptures. And I think one of the big areas that Paul was speaking to Timothy about is about the scriptures. And if we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, especially when he starts to warn him about, to follow after Paul. And he tells him, if we look at from verse 10, but you have carefully, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, my manner of life. So he starts with the doctrine, which is the teaching, how he has taught the gospel, how he has continued with it. And he says, also my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my love, my perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. The Bible says, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. So God has walked with Paul. And you know, 2 Timothy is one of the last books of Paul. So he's writing to Timothy. He's in prison. He's already told him that the gospel is not changed. And you know, even though there are people, evil men, imposters, the Bible says they will grow from worse and worse and deceiving and being deceived. But he's told, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. You know, as we've always been saying that, you know, teaching or the doctrine that you know or the doctrine that you hear is either what will build you or will break you. And anytime we contradict the gospel or we contradict the word of God, then we find that we find ourselves in error. And the sad thing about the gospel today is that it's very easy to want to sound deep. You know, nowadays there are so many preachers. And yes, they are doing well. Yes, the grace of God is on them. The favor is on them. You know, they've got all the multitude and, you know, the numbers and all that. But in a view to, you know, to sound so deep, you can find that you are bringing interpretations or conclusions that are contrary to, you know, what is the scripture? And at times it looks small, but it can easily deviate from the truth. And that's why Paul is very keen to tell him that, look here, there is a doctrine, there is a teaching. You know my doctrine. You know my manner of life. That means that there are things, there are people that you have walked with, there are people that you have followed, and there are people that you have seen their lives, and you can pinpoint that this is a man of God or this is someone that God is using. And he's saying that the doctrine, and especially now that you have learned, you know from whom you have learned, you know from whom you have been assured, and you must continue in the things that you have learned. And I think that's a very important aspect, the aspect of continuation, because continuing is about moving ahead. You know, someone has brought you to this point, but then you can still stay steadfast. You can still stay on track. You can continue in the things that you have learned, especially when you're assured of what you have learned. And you know, he won't be with him. And that's why later on we'll see where he says that I'm being poured out as a drink offering, and I'm being poured out and as a sacrifice. So just know that my life is running out. For me, I'm looking forward to the prize. You know, I've fought the good fight. I've kept the faith, you know. And now what is awaiting for me is the reward that is the crown. So he tells him that you must continue in the things that you have learned. And he tells him, and you can see how from childhood. And remember, Timothy is one who learned from the grandmother, the faith that was in the grandmother Lois and in the mother Eunice, and that continued to dwell in him. So there was already a lineage of faith that was in the life of Timothy, and he says, how from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. And you can know and you can think about it. In this time, they didn't even have the New Testament. All they had was the Old Testament. So whenever Paul refers to the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, he's referring to the Torah, to the law, to the writings, you know, to the Old Testament that they had. And in that time, they had it and they were able to use it. So, and it says, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I don't think there's anything that is able to make one wise apart from the Scriptures. There are countless testimonies of people who have just learned how to speak English just through the Bible, people who never went to school. I know of a pastor who had never was a street child, but he just learned the Scriptures. When you hear him preach and teach, you'd be surprised. You'd think that this is someone who went, you know, to a British school or something like that and is gifted. But you see, it is the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, that are able to make him wise. And in fact, I think later on in life is when he was now doing those certificates. And I remember he was one of the top candidates in the country. But that shows what the Scriptures can do. They're able to make one wise. So this Bible says that the entrance of your word bringeth light, gives light and gives understanding to the simple. You know, it shows that there is something about interacting with the Word of God that opens up our minds, that releases the grace of God of our lives, releases the mind of God of our lives. Why? Because we are interacting with God Himself. God and His Word have not separated themselves. For example, if someone abused you and you go to court, you will take those words that the person abused you with and you will say this person will be held responsible for their words. It's just like these cases of defamation and libel. You know, when someone has been defamed, they take those words, and because those words were used, whether by a newspaper, whether it was the editor or not, or whoever was responsible, the whole newspaper is sued as a person because of the words. So it is the words of a person and the person ideally are usually inseparable. They are ideally usually one and the same person. In a court of law, they're one and the same person. And that is how we also must see the Scriptures. The Scriptures are God Himself. When He says the Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise, He's just saying that your interaction with God, God is able to make you wise. He's able to show you the path of salvation. He's able to direct your steps. The Bible says that they're able to make you wise for salvation. There is a wisdom for salvation that only comes through faith that is in Christ Jesus. And He's basically saying, remember when Jesus was coming on the road to Emmaus, yeah, with the disciples, He opened their understanding to see the Christ in the Scriptures. Here He's telling in the Holy Scriptures that you've read, that Old Testament that you've had, is able to point you to Christ, is able to make you wise, and through faith. Why? Because the Scriptures point to Christ. They are given to us as examples of our faith. Everything is a shadow that points to Christ. The New Testament points backwards to the cross. The Old Testament points forward to the cross. So there is that pointing finger that points to the cross. We must never forget it is Christ through faith in Christ Jesus. Now that's why it tells in verse 16 that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, or all Scripture is the breath of God. You know, it's not a portion of Scripture. All Scripture. And at times this is where people struggle with it. They're like, even these other portions, is it also from God? Is Songs of Solomon from God? You know, is all these Numbers from God? Yes. Everything that is written, everything that the Scriptures have been written, they are all the breath of God. And someone will argue, but was this not canonized? You know, why do different denominations have different Scriptures? One of the things that if you go through church history is that you find out that the elders, and you know, the various meetings that were held, there are councils that were held that were actually to determine the canonicity. That means the exact canon of the scriptures. And one of the things that they did is that they were looking at the authority of the letters that were found in that time. The Old Testament, by that time, was already clear. I mean, the scriptures, the books of the Old Testament were already clear, and these were already verified. But there were letters that were being written by the apostles. So one of the things that they did is that they wanted to establish the person that these letters that were being found, who were the source. And one of the key sources that they wanted to make sure was this was someone who was with Jesus. Or this was someone who walked with Jesus, to be able to have the same authority, or to be able to have gotten a proper account from people who are with Jesus, living witnesses. And that is why you find that the Gospels were written at least by the apostles, apart from Luke. But Luke did a careful account. You look at then the most of the letters were written by Paul. And this was someone who encountered Jesus and who gave a proper account of what was in scripture, of what the Christ he met, and the gospel and the foundation that he laid for the gospel. And we can see that all these letters that are accepted finally as the canon of the scriptures, they went through scrutiny, first of all, to see one, who was the author, how close were they to Jesus, or what was their impact of their life in the gospel and in the history of Christianity. Then number two, also, they also checked the internal correctness. That means that, do the scriptures contradict themselves? And you know, one of the things about scriptures is that we know that scriptures have different writers, but they have the same author. The Holy Spirit is the same. It's the one author that wrote all these books in different time periods, with different writers, but he is the same author. So that is why the scriptures do not contradict themselves. In fact, when the Bible says that you must ensure that, you know, that every matter be established by the witness of two or three witnesses, every matter. Likewise, also, every doctrine, you do not establish a doctrine, you know, on one portion of scripture. You must find the correctness. You must look at the Bible in totality. The Bible is interpreted based on its entire truth. You see, I find, you know, people arguing, oh, here it says women should not speak in church, or here it says women should not be appointed as leaders. But you see, you have to look at the Bible in its totality. You have to look, was it only in Ephesus or only in Corinth where it was not commanded? How about other places? Are there other leaders who are women? Are there leaders of churches who are women, who are raising churches? Are there women who are prophesying? Yes, you find there are so many women who are leaders, who are in charge of churches, who churches were in their homes, with the daughters of Philip, four daughters who prophesied, who are preachers. So whenever we see the scriptures, we must look at it in totality. And the Bible says it is given by the inspiration of God. That means it is inspired of God. And the question you must always ask is, Holy Spirit, help me to understand. Because you are not just reading a storybook. You are reading an inspired word of God, and you want it to come to life. You want it to be alive. And when the scripture is God breathes on it, then you understand that, you know, the Bible becomes open to you. And that is when you find that you are able to make connections. You are able to understand this. You connect it to Genesis. You connect it to Exodus. You go to the New Testament. And there is a seamless flow. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the author of this entire scriptures. One of the things that, you know, as you read the scriptures, you know, there are usually various ways of reading the scriptures. One of it is where you just read it from Genesis to Revelation. I mean, you read it chronologically, you follow it through, but then there are, of course, the study, you know, where you do topical study of the scriptures. This is where you look for a topic, you look on faith, and then you go through, you know, the various verses on faith. You start to study on it, and you look at the entire systematically. That's systematic theology. You look at the entire topic. What does the Bible speak about this topic in the whole scripture, and then you make sense of it, and then you have a full understanding of it. Now, based on the kind of either preacher that you listen to, there are preachers who mostly teach exhaustively, and that is more through the systematic study, and they are able, when they get a topic, it will be exhaustive. Now, that is one way of studying the scriptures, but at the end of the day, it is the Holy Spirit that is able to connect these various books of the Bible and bring them to order and help them to make sense. I mean, the other time I was looking at this aspect of open heavens, you know, and you can see how you can connect how God wanted to live with men, wanted Eden to be that place where he will freely interact with man. Then from there, you can move the Eden. What happens again? Where is that connection? You go to Jacob. You know, Jacob is sleeping and he has this vision of heaven where there's a ladder ascending, coming from the earth, going up to heaven, and angels are ascending and descending. And he says, oh, this is the house of God. This is the doorway of heaven. And you can see that. Then you can then move to Solomon, you know, or to the Ark of the Covenant, where they are told to build it in a way that it reflects heaven, you know, the cherubim. And God says, I will meet them. And then you move again to the temple of Solomon, where God, again, they make the temple in the similar to heaven, you know, with all open heavens, and God comes and dwells in the temple. He meets them at the temple. Then you go again to Jesus, and then Jesus comes and says that, what if you see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man? Now, these are connections that you cannot make unless by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is only the Holy Spirit that is able to inspire you to know that this connects with this, this connects with this, and this is only by the inspiration of God. And that is why, even when before we read scriptures, it is very important that we usually pray. And we usually say, pray fast, pray fast. Why? Because when you pray, then you activate your spirit. That means you bring yourself in alignment to the Spirit of God, and you bring yourself to the place where now the scriptures can be opened to you by the author himself. Remember, he is the one author, but with many writers. So if whenever there is a place where you're stuck with the scriptures, yes, there's a place for looking at other scholars, what other scholars have written. You can look at biblical commentaries. There are so many on the internet that you can look at. But at the end of the day, if we reflect on the Holy Spirit and we know that every scripture is important. You can think of how the Bible speaks in Psalms. And the law of God is perfect. You know, it revives the soul. The statutes of the Lord are sure. That means there is a perfection of the law of God that is able to make wise the simple. Joshua was told, this book of the law, do not let it depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Then you shall, and so that you shall be careful to do everything that is written in it, then you shall make your way prosperous. What makes a man wise? What makes a man prosperous? What makes a man, you know, stay true to the word of God, to the doctrine of God, is not only reading, not only speaking, not only meditating, but also being careful to obey everything that is written in the scriptures. If we honor God through his word, then we are going to hear his voice. The Bible tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you want the inspiration of God. You want the voice of God. You want to know the mind of God. You want to know what God says of our matter. Read the scriptures. Continue to read. And read, in fact, if it's good to always give yourself targets, you know, say in a day, I'm going to read this number of chapters. Read it. Push yourself. Maybe you have a month to go, or maybe you have some 3 months to go. You're targeting it. It is possible to cover the scriptures. It is possible to read the scriptures. And you know, the Holy Spirit, whenever he needs to speak something in your life, he searches through what you have read, what you have read, what you have worked on. That's why the Bible says the Holy Spirit will come to remind you of the things that I have taught you, the things that you have learned in the days of quiet, the days when it looks like it is normal, that nothing has changed. Those are the days that you are building up the muscle. You're building up the reserve from which the Holy Spirit is able to inspire you. And it says, and it's profitable. The word of God will bring profit to your life. I always say you want to compare men who have grown and men who are established in their families, men, churches that are established. If you compare two kinds of ministries, ministries where there may be miracles and maybe, you know, it's prophecy and all that, but there is very little of the word. At the long run, if you look at the church where people are taught the word of God and where there is this add-on, people are growing more where the word of God is. You will see that they are profitable. Their lives are showing fruit. Why? Because it is teaching that makes the difference. When Jesus went back to his hometown, even though he could not do many miracles, he did not stop there. He understood that what they lacked was the teaching. And the Bible says he went around the various villages teaching them. The foundation that will build the believers is the teaching. And that's why the Bible says it is profitable for doctrine. The scriptures will teach, that is doctrine. They will teach us for reproof. They are going to correct us. Many times we to ourselves, we need correction. Whenever you read the scriptures are going to convict you. You know, for reproof, that means to rebuke you. The scriptures rebuke you. You know, whenever you see the scriptures, it's a mirror. The Bible says the word of God is a mirror. Is the law of God is a mirror. You look at yourself, you look at your life, you see where you are wrong. You see where you're not applying the truth of the gospel, where you're not living according to the gospel. And you correct yourself. You bring yourself to the truth and you say, God, here I have failed. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. And this is the mark of maturity. The mark of maturity is one that knows that I can come to the mirror. And when the mirror points out the errors, when the word of God, when the spirit of God brings out the areas in my life that need correction, I bring it before the throne room and I say, God, here I have failed. And you show me your mercy. And indeed, God is able to correct us. God is able to instruct us for righteousness. And the Bible says that the man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work. God is saying that men of God need to be complete. That when you have divided the scriptures, when he says study to show yourself approved, a workman approved of God who rightly divides the word of God. That means there is a rightly dividing of the scriptures that leads us to approval before God. Look at all these men of God who are doing great things in the kingdom of God, apostles, pastors, prophets. There is something that they know. They know their scriptures. They know their scriptures. And that is something that it will be a marker that will show you that this person, the results he has comes from the scriptures. When you see that, then you will see that this is a man of God that is complete. The Bible says you will be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. There's a good work that you will do in your life. There's a good work that you will do in your family. There's a good work that you will do in the marketplace, in your workplace. All these good works in the community, it comes from the completeness that comes from the word of God. Remember, all of us have the capacity in us to be declared men of God. It is only by our thoroughly being equipped, thoroughly being corrected, thoroughly being inspired, consistently staying in the place of the word of God, in the place of prayer, in the place of meditation, and by which we stay steadfast and we shall be established in truth. And I pray that God will help us to be more equipped and to stay faithful to the word of God. I'll stop here and I pray, my brother, you're welcome as God leads you.
Thank you, Dr. Mano. Thank you, Lord, for the word on defining on the doctrines that we need to follow. I mean, you're right. The Bible, as I've always said, is a double-edged sword. Anyone who can read and interpret what they're reading, But the question is, are you interpreting from the point of revelation, or are you interpreting from the point of human understanding? And that is the basis of what defines the doctrine that we fetch from the Bible. Normally, and as Christians, we have also a part to play. It's not only the messenger who interprets and comes and shares the word, but the receiver of the word. How do you discern false doctrine from the right doctrine? Is your spirit mature enough to understand that the spirit speaking to me is not from God? See? You know, and there are ways that we can do this.
Yeah.
If a spirit is not speaking from a point of acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it's not speaking from a point of acknowledging that God came in flesh and died for our sins, then you should be very careful to understand, to follow such kind of doctrine.
Yeah.
Today you go in churches and they're more motivational speakers.
True.
The so-called man of God will spend 2 hours on the podium and will be speaking from worldly wisdom and knowledge. Everything he's talking about is moving from one story on social media to another story on social media, and that is in the entirety of his gospel, his sermon there, you know, with a little bit of human making everyone laugh. And you find children of God flocking those churches. Yesterday I was listening to one of this, a lady on, I was just scrolling through Facebook. This lady was confessing how she's paid by some of the 3 big churches in Kampala to always go and pretend that the Holy Spirit has, you know, has taken over, and she falls down whenever the pastor's praying. Then, but from her even fallen nature as a person, she was cognizant of the fact that 90% of people who go to church, they go genuinely to seek for God. But there's also a percentage of people who are attracted in church just because of the status of the people who go into that church. You're attracted because of the oratory skills of the pastor there.
Yeah.
You're attracted because of the looks of the pastor. So you find people are attracted to these churches, not from the basis of the spirit be leading you into particular areas, but because your friend goes there.
Yeah.
And that's how you end up encountering a doctrine that does not work in the spirit. When, and often a time you find that people end up in this church. And at the end of the day, you start following what you don't understand. And the laziness of, because most people just go to church and whatever the man of God tells them, that is it. That spirit of the Berean church is not there. They don't go back and study the word for themselves to understand, did the man of God really, you know, say the truth?
Yeah.
I wonder, these people keep writing in the church, what are they? If people are just writing notes and they go and study the same notes, which is the same doctrine given to you, but study those notes in reference to the Bible.
Yeah.
You see? So it is very easy, as you said, the word of God can be tweaked a little bit. The other day, on the other Friday, when I was very, someone was, some of these things were in, but you, there's that song I made reference to, the song of, one song from Mike Jackson, and it was a group of superstars. It's called Heal the World. So when you hear them singing, There is a part where they say that, you know, just like Jesus, just like God turned stone into bread. They say that in the song.
Can you imagine?
Yes. So, as a Christian, because you're hearing stone and bread,
you think it is right.
It just rings. you think it's right. It just rings the bell and says, oh, there's a story about Jesus, stone and bread somewhere. You're not conscious enough to go back and understand. Did he really turn the stone into bread?
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
What is the significance of that story in the Bible? That temptation. Mm-hmm. If God indeed turned stone into bread, that means he worshipped and he obeyed the devil, which is blasphemy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You find people singing.
Oh, God.
And not knowing that, you know, they're just twisting the Bible a little bit. Same words, but just twist the most significant part, and then we all follow. So, yes, doctrines are very important. And as Christians, I think we just ought to take it upon ourselves that understanding the Word of God is not only the responsibility of the messenger, the man of God. But it's all our responsibility.
Yeah.
We have the ability to study the Word and understand it from the point of revelation if we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
Yeah.
So I'll stop here.
No, thank you for that great addition. And the responsibility of the hearers as the Bereans will go and diligently check. I think that is right. We should not just give a hook, line, and sinker, you know. Anything that is said, we must check it, and also the outcome of the lives of people. What is the majority of the people? How do they behave after that doctrine? And that's the one thing that I will always question. Does it make them to desire to be more righteous, or they actually end up more in sin? And I think that is where the outcome, and if you follow, that is where you will realize that God will judge us also on our doctrines. What did we make people do? Did we make them turn them to God, or did we turn them to give themselves more and more excuses to continue in where they are? May God help us and help us to have mercy on our lives. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you that, Lord, you are God, that your scriptures are life. They speak life, they breathe life to us. They are able to make us wise for salvation through faith. They correct us, they reprove us, they make us profitable for life and for doctrine, O God, to equip us, O God. I thank you for this word that we've shared. And Lord, you've continued to build us. You build us, you build my brother, you build every listener, O God. You built us, O God, that indeed we have continued to wait on you, to hear from you, to be guided by you, O God, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, your God of mercy, God of grace. Help us that we will not fall victims to false doctrines and to false teachers, O God. And Lord, at the end of the day, we shall stay steadfast, O God, and indeed we shall stay on the narrow, O God, that indeed this word that is able to make us wise, to keep us until that day, O God, may we continue true to your word, true to what you expect of us, that at the end of the day, we shall say, well done, good and faithful servant, at that final day. We honor you, we exalt you, and we give you glory. Thank you for our families, watch over us. Thank you for the travels, my brother, myself. Thank you for everyone that shall be on the move, oh God. Thank you for the church today, the service. Bless your servant that shall share, and everyone that shall be involved, oh God. Your hand, your presence, and your mercy go ahead of us. We bless you, and we honor your holy name. Pray all this in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Shalom. Blessed day ahead, and safe travels.
Okay.